Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, delegates, and experts. It gives me great pleasure to be amongst you today and to open this workshop on trade and transfer of technology. I understand that in July last year, members agreed to hold this workshop with the objective of listening to experts on the complex nexus between trade and transfer of technology. I am therefore happy to see that experts from around the globe have gathered here today. As you may all recall, the Working Group on Trade and Transfer of Technology was established under paragraph 37 of the Doha Declaration. It has since 2002 been engaged in the examination of the relationship between trade and transfer of technology, as well as on any possible recommendations on steps that might be taken within the mandate of the WTO to increase flows of technology to developing countries. This exercise has benefited from contributions by intergovernmental organizations, academics, and the sharing of national experiences on technology generation, its transfer, and assimilation. It would only be stating the obvious that innovation, technology generation, and its transfer have assumed greater importance in this globalized world. And as you all know, there are many reasons for this development. Knowledge has increasingly become a key strategic resource for national economic development. Technology has also become the fourth important factor of production. Technology also is recognized as a crucial global means for job creation, income generation, value addition, and for shared prosperity in an interdependent world. Technological upgrading is a crucial element in increased labor productivity and is thus central to the broader development process. Clearly, the acquisition, adoption, and diffusion of technology improves competitiveness across sectors of production. This is of crucial importance for developing economies in their pursuit of prosperity. We all know that technological improvement has an enormous impact on economic growth and development. However, as we are all aware, technological upgrading is not easy. Indeed, if it were, we would not see such dramatic gaps among countries in terms of technological sophistication and labor productivity. Effective technology transfer is the product of a complex long-term process involving a number of factors as well as the interaction of actors both at national and international levels. In this context, the role of governments, businesses, academia, research and development institutes, as well as international institutions, cannot be overemphasized. To take just a few examples of the policies and actors affecting technology transfer, international trade liberalization can play an important role, as can foreign direct investment. The enabling environment for technology transfer and absorption can be enhanced by measures taken in both home and host countries. Intellectual property rights rules and technical assistance are two additional factors that only serve to underscore the multifaceted nature of technology transfer. The Marrakesh Agreement establishing the WTO recognized the need for positive efforts designed to ensure that developing countries, and especially LDCs among them, secure a share in the growth in international trade commensurate with the needs of their economic development. One way of facilitating this goal would be to narrow the technology gap between developed and developing countries. Accordingly, various WTO agreements contain provisions related to technology transfer. It is my understanding that discussions in the working group have underscored that technology and innovation are powerful tools for development. The debate, therefore, has a continuing relevance and importance, in particular for developing countries. Members also seem to broadly acknowledge the fact that both the private and public sectors in home and host countries play an important role in the process of technology transfer through cohesive partnerships. I am confident that deliberations during this workshop will shed light on various aspects of innovation, technology and its transfer, and the technology gap. Research and development and the problems faced by developing countries in technology acquisition, adaptation, and assimilation will undoubtedly feature prominently as well. The workshop is also expected to put a spotlight on the impediments in creating a congenial environment for investment and technology flows to developing countries and LDCs. I am sure the discussions in the workshop will contribute to an enhanced understanding among members of the complex issues in the technology transfer process and will help the working group to fulfill its mandate. With these words, I wish you all fruitful and enlightening deliberations in your workshop today. I thank you all for your attention.